fresh air and salt water, the North End beach. The main image is a 1908 photograph of a beach enclosed by a wharf with a bathhouse on one side and a two-story promenade on the other. These structures protected the swimmers from the industrial harbor visible beyond. In later years, boys would jump off the promenade and swim across the harbor to the Charlestown Navy Yard and back, gaining much local prestige. In the foreground, men in suits and top hats approach the promenade while boys gather in small groups on the sandy beach and on a large raft several feet from shore. Others are swimming or wading in the water. For over 50 years, residents enjoyed a sandy harbor beach here. Designed by Charles Elliott of Olmsted, Olmsted & Elliott, North End Park transformed an area of wharves and industrial buildings into a neighborhood pleasure ground that included the beach, public baths, a lawn, and a two-story promenade. North End residents gained much-needed recreational space when the park opened in 1897. In time, the beach attracted as many as 5,000 people a day. Swimming lessons were provided, and lifeguards kept watch from boats and shore. Intra-city swim meets were watched by enthusiastic crowds. Championed by City Councilor John F. Fitzgerald, the park also revived Boston's public bath movement, promoting cleanliness in a congested neighborhood where most homes lacked bathing facilities. Men's and women's bathhouses at opposite ends of the beach were free, with clean towels and bathing suits supplied at nominal charge. By the 1940s, harbor pollution led to frequent beach closures, prompting Boston to replace the beach in June 1952 with a swimming and wading pool, as well as playing fields, all still in active use today. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a portrait photograph of John F. Fitzgerald, who lived from 1863 to 1950. Fitzgerald is looking quite dapper, in a fully buttoned suit revealing a stiff collared shirt and tie. His black hair is carefully slicked back. Sitting with erect posture, he's gazing off to one side with a slight smile. John Fitzgerald was a North End native and prominent Boston politician. In 1960, his grandson, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, was elected U.S. president. The next image is a small section of the 1895 Bromley map featuring the North End Park. The park consists of a sandy beach and lawn area with walking paths and seating. Across the street is Copse Hill Terrace, with steps leading to an overlook of the beach and harbor beyond. The beach is situated between the industrial properties of Boston Gas Light Company and Bay State Distilling Company to the north and Fisk Wharf to the south. The map shows how the park's promenade protected the swimmers by stretching into the harbor from the north side of the beach and then running along the harbor line toward the pier on the south. This created an enclosed area with a small gap open to the harbor. The map also depicts a footbridge connecting the beach promenade to Copse Hill Terrace across the street. The footbridge was never built because a new elevated railway above Commercial Street took precedence. The next image is a photograph of the beach, packed with bathers of all ages, cooling off in the water to escape the heat. Women and girls are wearing two-piece bathing suits with tunics covering short pants. Some boys are similarly dressed in tank tops and bathing trunks, others just trunks. Fencing separates the women and children's beach in the foreground from the men's beach beyond. Separate beaches were created by Arthur Shurtleff in his 1923 redesign, which also replaced the lawn with a paved playground. In the background are a Boston police station and firehouse, which replaced buildings destroyed by the 1919 molasses flood. The last image is a postcard of a painting depicting the beach in 1911. In the center foreground is a raft, crowded with standing boys, while others wade nearby. Scattered on the beach are children in swimwear, as well as adults in street clothes. Featured prominently in the background is the two-story women's bathhouse, with wharf buildings behind it. To the right, brick tenements peer over the elevated train tracks that ran above Commercial Street. Reproductions of this postcard adorn homes and offices of North End residents who remember the beach fondly.